Okay, so we're ready to start. So we're playing, we're continuing the last recording from last, What Youth probably played this in the first 30 minutes on What Youth on Tuesday. It is available on ianandbob.com. Look up, I have some, Ion Takes a Vacation in Paris and Bob Stocks Ion, something like that, that item. And so Ed will be posting the series as it's unveiled. So let's see. So this is a session on October 2nd. We've been in Beauregard, that castle. And Roxy's been asking questions. So we're at the point where we ask about the Gallery of Portraits in Beauregard, the Saint Germain Gallery. So I will mute everybody. Mute.
All participants are now muted.
And make everything ready. So we're in mid-conversation, and we'll lead into it. It's October 2nd, 2016, in Paris. We're actually in the suburb. We're staying at Chambord Castle. That's where we're at. Okay.
Well, the night time, so it's no big deal. Just whatever people do.
They're in the Blois. There's also some of the paintings that used to be in Beauregard.
I can also say, when Roxy goes blah, that's the city of Blois, B-L-O-I-S. And it's near Chambord. And it was an important city. King Frank I hung out there before they built Chambord. So we'll just go back and start over again with that. Now you know what she's saying. Okay.
Do the same painting more beautifully and eloquent than he. It's just the only reason it is because people are now willing to buy it. Basically, you have to burn something up before it even became valuable the ninth time. So it's no big deal. Just whatever people do.
Yes, there in the Blois, there's also some of the paintings that used to be in Beauregard, the portraits of
yes.
the gallery of the... Illustre.
Le Chre, yes.
So why did they separate these paintings from Beauregard?
They couldn't. There was a vibration that wouldn't allow them to stay. They wouldn't hang on the wall. They kept falling off the wall.
In Beauregard.
Yes, and I read somewhere
they had to
that...
separate them.
Now, they were Saint Germain's paintings.
Yeah, that they were from the Saint Germain family. They belonged to the Saint Germain family.
You agree with that?
We said yes, it was Saint Martin.
Right. Okay, so we're coming near the Chambord. Is the Saint Martin family observing us?
Yes.
Are they? Was it that guy who came in the Islamic name guy coming into our washroom?
No.
How are they doing it? Observing us.
There's a lot of females. A lot of people that are around you, they're supposed to be helping you, and they kind of ignore you. Those people.
like the women in the bakery today. No.
Exactly.
Yeah,
they're like, well, no, the where they had the pâte à choux.
The Bagatelle place had that?
Or the restaurant that wouldn't take us in.
Yeah, no, I'm thinking of the women. There were women around the medieval thing last night, and they came in to help the guy phone, and they looked like they were going to help us, but they didn't.
They totally ignored
us. Yeah, those women, right, in the medieval costumes.
Correct.
Because they were here waiting for it. So they staged this medieval thing and infiltrated to observe us.
Well, they didn't stage it. It was happening. You just happened to show up. You weren't supposed to show up either.
The Virgin? Just a minute. We'll get there. You mean the Saint Martin people showed up expecting us not to show up? Is that what you just said?
They've been waiting, Bob.
For centuries.
So far.
And then we did show up, and they were shocked?
Basically. Long time coming.
Okay, go ahead with your woman in the water.
At the church at the Blois, B-L-O-I-S.
The St. Joseph's Church, the Jesuit's Church.
The Church of the Adoration. It was interesting, above the altar there was an image that I've never seen before. It was a woman in blue standing what looked like on a sandy bottom of an ocean with a big boulder in front of her.
Big egg.
Big egg boulder. What was the representation of that image?
Of the liquid she seemed to be immersed in. Diane, you still there? Uh-oh.
I didn't hear Blanca.
No. This way.
Okay, so Ayn drops off, so we wait. And Ayn comes back 20 seconds later. So we'll move it up to that point. Okay, so we're talking about the painting in the Jesuit church with the egg.
Yay!
Okay. That's all the DNA that would come from that whole rock as it was portrayed. She was the bastion that stood and held, left that in abeyance until you all could show up.
Wow. So it's about the living water.
It's a representation of it, but not quite.
And the egg represents the DNA being affected by the RNA? Is that what you said?
Yes, the connection, conductivity of it. It's a glib, cliched archetype. Okay, we got that. But at the same time, it allows it to be marked so you can remember it.
Right, so that woman represented Carolyn and the White Stone?
Yeah, it's a bit of a stretch, but yeah.
Well, when we're looking at it as an egg, and it did look like a big dinosaur egg, an egg is an ovum, holds the DNA and RNA, so that all makes big sense.
Yeah, and the same thing is done in Game of Thrones when you have the dragon, mother of dragons.
Right.
Same thing. That same representation is that part.
Wait a minute. The what of the dragons? The mother?
You know, Game of Thrones.
I know it all.
Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
the
are you talking about
wife, she raised dragons, the eggs. She got the eggs as a wedding gift, and then she hatched them. Same representation.
Bob knows all that, Dion. I know all that. But here's the point.
It's like old reading.
I'm like Audrey. Of course I do that. But
I know that.
This is important because I say...
But of course he knew that. Why are you telling me things we already know? We don't know why you know. You know that you don't know. Okay. But since you know, we'll tell you one more time what you know. Go ahead, Bob. What do you know?
That blonde-haired pretty woman, she's called...
Well, that's actually kind of platinum-colored hair.
Right. And she's called Tara Daenerys. Carolyn was called Tara by her sister. The name Daenerys is D-E-A-N in it. And she's overcoming. You're saying that platinum-haired woman was the one who created the dinosaurs.
She birthed the dinosaur egg. She didn't hatch the egg. She didn't cause the eggs to be. She was just the watcher to take care of those eggs, and she did. Similar to the Carolyn's job of bringing things to fruition, and she's doing a very wonderful job, by the way.
Right, so like you said, the Game of Thrones is very similar
so
to the...
Carolyn, you can use that against Bob when you get in your next fight. You can play this for him that you are superior in every way, and he'll have to get over it because he said it. So make sure you mark it, because, darling, you don't get it the way you should because you don't require it. Bob does. You know, that xenophobia has kind of taken over these days, so we have to do what we can do.
Yeah, thank you, Lyle.
Yeah, you always get to butter up because she told me the other day she couldn't have got nothing done unless I allowed it to happen.
Yeah.
Remember that one? Remember that statement, Ion?
Ion, back to the end.
So I have to stop it there, and then we move it forward.
Yeah, as full-scale war broke out.
Okay, so I got to move it forward to... okay, so I guess this is where we move it to. Okay, here we go.
Ian, you said a couple weeks ago when Carolyn was around that she got attracted to, got involved with all this stuff because of me. Now,
of course she had to. She had to, Bob. You didn't give any choice. Your dear wife, Tara, may she rest in peace till you get there, Bob.
Okay, listen to this. So, Catherine D'Amici, the image of her in the Blois Castle was, they couldn't tell whether she was a real meanie or a bitch or whatever, but the rumor was
she's not.
Yeah,
she's not.
Wait a minute. The rumor she ordered the St. Bartholomew's Massacre. Did she do that?
Well, of course she did, and she financed it, too. Those sons of bitches need killing. They needed to be killed, every last one of them. They did got exactly what they deserved and needed to have happen. And it was the sovereign grace of an immortal God that allowed it to go off without a hitch. She executed it perfectly. It was great.
Okay, wait, no. So where... Carolyn is... I'm against the Medicis. Where's Carol in that battle around St. Bartholomew's?
In the father of the D'Amici.
The father of Catherine.
Yes.
Right. So Carol is Medici and Prussian. I'm Austrian. How are we doing? Explain our roles in that battle between the Protestants and the Catholics.
We're waiting on the Habsburgs.
Right, and wasn't I aligned with the Habsburg and Carolyn with the Prussians?
Typically, yes, but see, till it came up to the day of RS Prussia, and that's when things got interesting. Well, they're still interesting, but overtly so then.
Right, so then the Medicis were a third factor between the Austrians versus the Prussians?
It's just what you used, Bob. It's what you used to finance your little tete-a-tetes.
So I wanted Catherine to kill those people?
Hell yeah. You goaded her to it. She was trying to be a pussy about it. You're like, no, no, bitch, I got to die. So they did. No worries.
And what was Kellen trying to protect the Protestants?
Nah, not so much.
Okay. Now, Margaret...
There's no profit in it. I mean, there's no point in it.
Right. Margaret of Navarre... She was a propagandist for the beginnings of Protestantism. So what was her position in that massacre scenario?
Trying to sweep up the bodies or make gain from the position to gain from the pose.
Okay, back to you guys.
Yes, you said Catherine de' Medici was trying to take over and Nostradamus told her sons will be king of France, and they were, but
that's right.
Didn't last long. So that's...
Well, they didn't have to last long. They didn't have to last long. They didn't need to last long. All they needed to do was hold the place until we secured the Scottish realm.
Right, which was 1603 with St. James, right?
That's, well, James was the son, but yeah.
Yeah, and that involves the Queen, Mary Queen, or is she gone by then?
Mary Queen of Scots was James's mother.
Right, was she alive when that securing of Scotland happened?
We say yeah.
Is she still alive? In our body,
no.
Our world?
Not anymore. She kind of aged out.
So when you say we secured that, that's the Dobbstown timeline secured that?
I have to reach to use it that way, because if we say yes, then you're going to use it as a moniker to run down somebody's fucking throat hole. So we're going to soften that and just say sorta, so you won't have anything to hold to when you're trying to have someone slain, Bob.
Right. Was Marie Antoinette on my side or Carolyn's side?
Mostly Carolyn's side.
Where was I in that court?
In a mess.
He was in the chimney.
That's exactly right. He was in there. He was asleep.
I was trying to change her mind.
Well,
okay.
You were trying to close the portal so she couldn't get away. And then we come back and let them eat cake.
Yes, I don't remember if I asked you this, but I noticed on the plan of the Louvre, the building made by Catherine de Medici was like cutting the light that was coming to the new tonight, and the mouth.
It was borrowing. It was borrowing the light. Yes.
The mouth was borrowing the light.
Not there.
Yes.
The thing in the Louvre, the wall.
Yes. The receiver. It wasn't really a wall. It was the receiver.
And what was...
Did they know more about it? Y'all are trying to make it all this wonderful stuff, but it was all that in a bag of chips when they built it. It's huge, vast, wonderful, and on point.
Well, you're saying we're making too much of this wonderful wall?
No. We're saying they made more of it because they understood it. Y'all don't. You're just trying to make something out of it now. It was always something already.
Well, you're making history seem like a mosh pit. You've got Moses and...
Well, it is. That's the point. That is exactly right, because then you turn right around, and the next 2-3 seconds, you start all over, and the next thing you know, you wake up, and it's Woodstock. You're like, oh, my God, I'm at Woodstock. And then you come back, and then you got a side of wavy gravy and a beef heart. You wonder how that happened. And then you come back again, and you round it out, and you the next thing you know, Reverend Stang did win and take over the world. And there you go. They say history.
Another thing, the plan of Chambord was never completed, and now they're...
It's still not complete.
No, many things never were done, like the gardens that were ordered by Louis XIV, and they're building them now. So they have...
Imagine that.
So,
is that not the point of what we've been trying to say?
Right. So this mosh pit of every dynasty that ever was, we walk into the middle of it and say, we started this fucking fight and we're going to finish it. And then we successfully do finish it.
What if you did it this way? It's not a mosh of a bunch of different things. It's only one thing. It just has a lot of parts. If you can break it down that way, sometimes it's much softer, and you go, oh, okay, this is just a part of that sum total whole, as it were.
Between you and you.
Until you can do better, that'll have to do.
I'm very impressed because this thing is really, really far away, and... I don't know how 15,000 people came here, such a faraway place with horses. And I mean, it's really impressive that Frank built this thing here.
Wasn't it 150,000?
No, 15,000 came here with them.
Oh, okay.
But Ion, let's get some basic questions. Why did he pick this place?
It's on the ley line.
Oh, okay. And it also has the zip code of 322, which is Skull and Bones oligarch number. Is that part of the mosh pit of effects preceding causes?
Get rid of the mosh pit thing. It's gonna defile you, Bob.
Okay. So who did he say?
See, it's already started. It's already started. Nothing we could do, Roxy.
Nicholas II. He helped Frank and me make this place. Did I have a vested interest in this place, Chambord?
You certainly do. That's why we sent you there. Well, when you ever go there, you've been there twice, but you haven't made it there yet. So when you do make it that you weren't there, it'll be great because then you didn't know that you missed it the second time. So,
Ion, I went there this morning and went inside, touched the whole castle.
Yeah, Carolyn got there, right? Did Carolyn get there, or are you including her in this mess that I'm causing?
No, she got there. She got there.
Okay, so why did we create this place?
You didn't. It's a marker. You're trying to hold it so you can find the stone. Do you have to listen to Ice and Lead some more?
I believe that's the song. So, and the stone was underneath it.
Still is.
Yeah. And this is very close to the Dobstown coffin underneath the left paw of the Sphinx.
Draw a line on the map from where you're standing to Giza and note your line. It'll be quite telling.
That's in that video.
Ion at Blois, B-L-O-I-S, castle, there was a circle, and it said, you are in the center of the world, if you know, in this circle. Is that true?
That's exactly correct.
What? You'd be in the center of the world.
Yeah.
And is that a metaphysical metaphor for one always being in the center of the world?
Hell no.
So Blois is made over the center of the world.
Yeah, 6th Place de Chateau. 41,000 Blois, France, that place.
Okay, and then...
Houdini also had a house in Blois.
Did Houdini understand some things here?
Yeah, he was copying you.
Right, and so... he was there to be close to it because he knew it was significant?
Of course.
Did he have a house near Zappa's house, which was first occupied by Tom Mix, and they had a tunnel between Tom Mix's Zappa's house and Houdini's house across the way? Is that true, that legend?
No.
Okay, didn't happen. But Houdini was there, right, next door?
Yes.
Were there any parallel world or empire derivatives of the timelines of people we're talking about who took over Hollywood at some point? Like Mary Pickford.
Well, no. See, maybe the Duke of Orleans, maybe that would be it.
He had some influence in Hollywood at some point?
Yeah.
Okay. Next, maybe you want to check your questions.
Well, I'm looking at the plan of Chambord, and they have a lot of triangulation, like angles, in the planning.
But of course.
What were they using? Moses' knowledge?
No. Present knowledge. See, you understand that they knew stuff you didn't know.
Right. So, and
no,
there...
That's right.
But that was me. I knew that stuff.
So far.
This can all change quickly, correct?
It does. It has.
But the momentous contact with Ion was what they all were looking to get somehow, with their different metaphors of arriving at contact with Ion, correct?
Basically.
Are you the Philosopher's Stone?
Hell no. We already know. We don't have to stone it. We know it. So no.
But people were looking for the Philosopher's Stone. You see...
Well, they were looking for anything that would resonate with what they were trying to say. They were trying to make themselves resonate with themselves. So that's how that works.
Well, that's the eternal statement of human basic desire... of accepting their ascension. That's the common thing in all cultures? Too many words?
Maybe. Because you're going to shift that in 1 second.
So no one ever gets there completely.
Well, okay, and you have.
Here's what I'll say. No social organization gets there completely, because that's an error to work with other people to get ascended. Basically, you said basically?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah. Sad but true. So look at your questions. There must be some other neat ones in there.
Oh,
go to Francis the First in 1519. And then all the architects that worked with it. And then Leonardo da Vinci, who's staying at La Quassu.
Yeah, we missed the first word you said in that paragraph.
Constructed by Francis the First.
Okay. Now, what are you pointing here?
Yeah, you wanted to know about the cannabis, Mateo?
Oh, yeah, maybe better.
Domenico
okay,
de Cortona.
Go ahead, stop it there. Move it forward a bit. Lucky I have my notes so I can see where I'm at and not screw up and reveal stuff that you'd really want to know, but we can't let you hear it. Right? Forever excluded from the good stuff. But you should be appreciating what you're hearing now. This is good stuff. You probably don't believe it, but still entertaining. This is the preposterous mentoring and guiding by Ion of our trip. These amazing scenarios that these maids, this little play-acting medieval clothed people were waiting for us for 500 years. And they never expected to show up, and they were shocked when we did. Okay, so the next topic is Charles the X's grandson. So here we go.
But they are noticing something about his crops?
Well, like Charles the X's grandson.
Okay, then...
Have we asked anything about the 365 fireplaces? Were they...
There were a lot of them.
Were they all of them portals, Ion?
They are.
And does that mean the day that they were there, there was a certain chimney, fireplace they had to use for that day portaling?
Yes. It rotated. Yes, it did. Otherwise, it could be a mess.
Wow. And the person that organized all that incredible intricacy, was that a specific person like Leonardo or
Gaston d'Orléans. Gaston d'Orléans.
You're emphasizing the d'Orléans family here now.
That's who built the damn thing.
Well, what did I do then?
You paid for it.
You just wanted
the hunting lodge. You just wanted the hunting lodge. 13,590 acres. The only thing between you, the river, the Loire, and the woods.
Well, was the Orleans, world jumper? Parallel worlder?
Yes, well, a lot of you are. It's not independent enough to be notable. You see, it's like, was he a Homo sapien? Well, I don't know. We don't know. We leave their bedroom habits out of it, don't we?
Was he bringing his parallel world knowledge to create the fireplace?
Yes. Well, it's not the fireplaces, it's the connections. Because they thought they had to make it big. Then they started off and they were trying to lay it off, and the next thing you know, there's 440 rooms, and they don't know what to do. Because it's like, is that enough? Do we need one more? Do we need this? Is it? And die these? Do we divide it? How do we run it? What's inside of it? How do we make it? How do you set it?
The bigness of the Chambord came from the fact that they had to have 365 fireplaces, and then they had to have rooms to put them in.
Well, it's better when they do connect to things, yes.
All right.
So you have this mosh pit of people going between worlds, And all the portals are open now. So what are we looking at when we look at Chambord when you say there were portals there?
A mess. Very crowded. You have to do it by tickets. Used to, you just go. But it's not like it was in 1519. It was very different then.
Yeah, that's when this was being done.
The Salon region.
Right.
I have to stop it again. It's all pretty interesting. All right, next. Okay. 142. Right there.
Is there any room in Chambord I should spend more time in? Especially?
The Queen's Chamber.
That's going to be on the map?
Look at the tapestry. Look at the tapestries.
Yes, I always do.
Is the Queen's Chamber mapped out in this thing, in the book? Is that well known what it is?
With citations, oh. Yeah, that's like the whole thing, yeah.
It's the main point. Okay, what other questions we got here? So with these parallel worlds opening, you got this mosh pit, then everybody is retrospectively fighting over nothing, and they think they're grabbing something. And we show up to show that, well, whatever they're grabbing for, we did it, and it's changed the whole situation. Is that a good way to summarize the disappearing, dismantling of the mosh pit?
There you go with that damn mosh pit shit again. There ain't no mosh pit. Let it go, Bob. Let it go. Let it go. It's okay.
You said it was good.
No mosh
pit. You told him not to get involved with the mosh pit.
Yeah, but when I first said mosh pit, he goes, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, but then it...
Well, it is, but we don't want to lay it into it. We could also say it's syphilis, but we don't want to make it a sexually communicable disease either.
So, Ion, the main thing about being here, you know, I guess for me, is that I'm to connect with the white stone in Chambord so that we can fulfill our eye block axiom water potential, correct?
You are trying to show where it is that it is. When you go to the, remember when you go to Chambord and you go to the staircase under the oval ceiling, the barrel ceiling, coming into the grand staircase and sort of in what you call the center as you're coming in, notice how that ring goes above and beyond. It's almost like your helix strands of your DNA. And then the stack, when you go around it, the first fireplace that you come to, watch your coffered ceilings. Look how they're strained back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. It's very incredible, as you can see. It's an actual, a double helix staircase.
And
to show you
said,
as an example, a double helix staircase. In the staircase.
You just said, is that what you told us to go around the left side and go to the back room?
Yeah. That's the reason we asked you. We already told you that because you already did it. We were going to let you report on what you did, and now you're saying you hadn't fucking been yet. So it's like, okay, well, all right, nice, there you go. Nice, okay, good for you. Here we go, it's great. You got it. Boy, you got him going on the run now, Bob. You're reporting on the vacation that you haven't been to yet.
Yes, in the castle, there are some monograms. And one is of a Caroline Berry, another is an R for a Robert, and the RF, like Roxana Flores. No, what a fun. But it's a coincidence that these monograms are there, or is that also a marker that we will show up?
It's a marker.
Okay.
It's like the stairs at the Vatican. It's like the stairs at the Vatican Museum.
Yes, in the Jesuit church, there was also, at the entrance, the word charity, but it seemed it was made out of Maya hieroglyph.
Mayan hieroglyph.
Why is that?
Why not? Because everybody's in touch with everybody. That's why it can be done, correct?
Yeah, they are connected.
Okay, in the 19th century, there was an obsession with the Renaissance. You see this in the Blois Castle. The scholars and the book readers just became obsessed with the Renaissance. What were they really obsessed about that historians don't admit? The same story.
The Roosevelt Island octagon.
Right. There's Roosevelt Island off of New York City, Carol. And there's an octagon on there. And so they were obsessed with the geometry of ascension.
Yeah, it was an insane asylum.
The octagon on Roosevelt Island is, or was, right?
Yes.
So the scholars were insane.
Basically, yeah.
Right. So is there some magic that happened in Chambord with Leonardo da Vinci and Frank, something very special? Well, they did have the DNA staircase, that subsequent 300, 400 years of mystics and scholars, they were trying to find out what the hell was going on there until we got there.
Well, you had to validate it, but yeah.
Right. So what made that era special? Was it because of the crisis of the printing press? What made these people get together and create this special place?
Well, your markers.
Okay, the Book of Revelation, which chapter verse predicts this Chambord scene that we're talking about?
6:4.
Right, because you get up to around 12, chapter 12, you're talking about the printing press. But 6:4 is about the effect of the printing press on this European culture?
Basically.
Or is there... That was going to upset the hierarchy. But the hierarchy already was there since Moses. Right, and the hierarchy was there since Moses. And then I bring in the swimming pool of history. I'm not going to call it the marsh, but we'll call it the swimming pool. The swimming pool of history spiraling about down the drain. The printing press unifies cultures, creates a standardization that takes over 300 years.
And there went out another horse that was red. The power was given to him that sat thereon to take peace from the earth, and that they should kill one another. And there was given unto him a great sword. That's your Revelation 6:4.
Right. Now, it just reminds me, you've got the Roslyn Chapel up there in Scotland. And what's the place down in the Holy Grail, down Bernard Saunier, the priest? Rennes-le-Château. The Rennes-le-Château scene, like the Everings told me, you know, around 1400, 1500, they put some documents in the columns at
Rennes-le-Château.
No, the one up north. What did I say?
Roslyn.
They're intermixed through the Aragon families and Mary Queen of Scots, correct?
Well, it certainly connects.
It does. There were Russians involved, Russian palaces, Slavic palaces, German palaces. Were they all in touch with each other in this, over this fighting over the consequences of the printing press?
Yes.
Even the Mayans, right? No.
The Berenger Santier.
Yeah, that's the guy at Rennes-le-Château. We shouldn't say the Mayans, because they'd already come and gone. Are the Mayans waiting?
Well, they left markers. Because, see, you got the church at Mary Magdalene. It would be the same way, too, but it doesn't even get included.
Right. Now, the Mayans went off. They successfully left and didn't return. Are we affecting their return, that they may return now?
Yes, you are.
And that also means completing the pyramid. So, dramatic. What is the actual timing of this moment? We've been here for eternity, but if you make a timing, what year is this?
It's the Terribilis et Locust. terrorist, it's locusts.
Right. And you got the 26,000-year perihelion cycle, and that cycle is collapsing because we're collapsing everything into this iron dome situation, right?
Do.
Yeah, that's a major do.
But you got the holy water stoop, too. That's always good. Surrounded
right.
by four angels and featuring the inscription, by the sign you shall overcome him, and below two basilisks topped by the BS monogram.
All right, that's from some literature you've already cited. Correct?
Sue, it's that place you're talking about.
Okay, you know...
The Rennes-Le Chateau.
Right, right. Lynn LaRouche makes a big deal out of Louis the 11th. And,
yeah, it's okay. It was a good marker, but it wasn't worth much.
Yeah, many people connect Rennes-le-Château and Chambord through the, I think it was the Marquis of Chambord, or the Duke of Chambord. That the Chambord people, the owners, the last owners, gave some money to the priest.
The last owners, that's rich. That's good. That's been the most contested.
Well,
that's been the most contested word. Most contested,
priest.
Most contested words ever spoken. The last present owner is good.
That's the most contested. That's what they're fighting over. And so There's already a connection between Rennes-le-Château and Chambord already by some writers?
Yes, because
the mysterious
the Chambord gave some money to
right
to the priest there.
What did you just say, Aya?
The mysterious village.
Ah, Chambord's a mysterious village.
No, Rennes-le-Château. Rennes-le-Château.
Okay, so the Holy Blood, Holy Grail offers
okay.
to make a big...
Yeah, so ask one more good question.
Okay, well, just to finish, so Louis XI, LaRouche says, found France, and Frank I is preferred. He has a better image. I say that Frank is the ecologist, so with the setting aside, the big lands are the oligarchs, the bad oligarchs support Frank. But Louis XI was the industrialist, the platonic materialist, essentialist, ascending via materialism. That conflict is bullshit that I just made up.
It can stand.
No. What?
It would stand if you pressed it.
Right. So we come along with our different kind of ecology. We're a threat to both Louis' faction and the Frank faction. We have a whole different view of the ecology, correct?
Yes.
So Prince Philip and the oligarchs that LaRouche hates, the Queen Elizabeth and all these guys, they support regular old-fashioned ecology because it gives them a role. We see right here in Chambord, they're trying to set up some scientific research into obscure little insects and snakes and things here. We upset that thing. We upset
Yeah, when you ever get your email again, we sent you an actual working of the Meridian, the Paris, and the Pentagram.
Awesome.
Now it all lines up.
So is Prince Charles watching our visit here?
On the Rennes-le-Château.
Is Prince Charles watching our visit here? Is he nervous about what we might find?
Oh, he ain't nervous. He's tickled. He don't care. If y'all just come by, you can have tea. The old bitch ain't dead yet. He don't care.
Okay, I'll let you ask. You guys ask the final question.
Yes, in Blois, there was a painting of a child. I think it was called something, Maria Gonzalez, something like that. She looked like a... werewolf. And I'm just curious about her. Like
that odd monster kid?
Yeah, the princess collected people that were freaks like that. Like a curiosity in the
Yeah, so what was that little monster kid? We looked at the painting. Oh, I think he went. He went, didn't you?
No, we didn't go. We didn't go.
What was that little weird-looking monster?
Like a werewolf.
Werewolf mutant kid that they like to have around. Any, were they something different? Watchers, people on the RNA drops that looked weird in their day.
They were a structure.
They were odd. They were odd. No different than the way you all gawk at your front of the house people.
Front of the house people. Who's that?
You don't put your weird people in the front. You don't put your strange relatives in the front rooms. You keep them in the back, Bob.
All right, so this is the same thing. This
is keep your Margaret. You keep your Margaret in the back.
Margaret?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, maybe, Karen, you got a final point?
There was even, at the medieval celebration last night, sort of a dwarfy midget. I thought that was interesting, and he had a prominent place. Just a
comment. Most certainly.
Yeah.
No, most certainly. Most certainly.
Yeah.
They're the people waiting for us.
Yeah, it's like the Pleiades.
Right, yes, the Pleiades.
We're putting stuff in your box, Bob, if you ever get to it again, so you'll remember your trip.
What's wrong with my email? What?
Nothing is wrong.
Just not here. I'm just not here.
You're not there yet. It's there, but you're not there yet.
Right. So, you, anything we didn't mention, I actually got a pretty good vision of this whole thing here.
This is scary. Bob understands. Bob gets it. We're very nervous.
So tomorrow, we did that, Lewis versus Frank. Tomorrow, October 3rd, Mae Brussels died on October 3rd.
Reformation.
Good. We're glad.
is Mae Brussels frequencying in here or nothing to do with it?
Nope. Nothing to do with it. Have a happy day. Go to bed. Have fun. Get up. Do good. Eat. Play. And we'll try you tomorrow if we may.
All right. Thank you very much, Jaya.
Thank you.
We don't connect. If we don't get connected to you, then you're out of whack.
All right. Roxanne loves you.
Yes.
She wants to bear your children.
That's super, super sugar love. That's right. Have a great evening. We'll see you hasta mañana.
Yeah. Thanks for the long session.
No worries. Have a great night.
Put that wiggle on. I've got to go star 9.
Okay, wasn't that awesome, Carol? Very interesting to listen to it again. You people just stand dumbfounded. Dumbfounded, man. Okay, so let's see if there's anybody here. Unmute.
All participants are now unmuted.
Sean, who's always here, every program, and maybe Eliza if she's not asleep. You guys have something intelligent to say about what you just heard? You know, if Bert, who couldn't make it tonight, if he was here, man, he'd have a lot to say. But we'll have to wait for Bert to hear this, then talk about it. It looks like people are sleeping. They're not here. So we'll just go on to the next recording, which will be fun.
All participants
All right.
are now
that was
muted.
Pretty, any thoughts, Carol? It's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it was great hearing it over again. And, you know, I'm just imagining us sitting there around the couches and doing it and laughing.
Our session with Ion on the couch.